Have you ever heard anyone say life is about suffering? Something similar, like life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. When I was going through work burnout many years ago, I was so unhappy. I didn't know how to find my way out of it. I learned about mindfulness, and somehow I found mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR. Little did I know that MBSR is rooted in Buddhism. And what came next was the possibility of finding joy and peace within the human condition. MBSR teaches participants how to cultivate an awareness of themselves by practicing meditation and mindful movement. The practice of paying attention moment by moment to the good and the neutral is as important as paying attention to the unpleasant. Why? Because the practice helps us to see the impermanence of our feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations. In mindfulness, thus, we are learning about ourselves and our bodies, but we are also learning about the essence of everything. Humans have a bias towards noticing what's bad or unpleasant, right? I hate this, and oh, I hate that, right? By practicing bringing awareness, not to just what's unpleasant, but also pleasant and neutral, we can prime ourselves to then take in the world in a different way. We can tap into our innate goodness. We can learn what our body is telling us. And perhaps change the course of things. Perhaps lessen our own reactivity. And overall, having the possibility of finding joy and peace within the human condition. Perhaps acceptance. So how can we get there? We can practice mindfulness, bringing moment-to-moment awareness to our body and mind. And we often think we know all about our bodies, but how often do we practice listening to our body? And I don't mean thinking about our body, but listening. Feeling the sensations, the aches, the pains, but also the neutral areas, the areas that feel good. We can also cultivate kindness, self-acceptance, and friendliness towards ourselves as we do these practices. For today's service, we are going to practice moving our bodies and bringing awareness. One guiding principle is paying attention to our limits. If I suggest moving your arm higher than is good for you, just go as far as feels right. Or you can skip that pose, or you can imagine yourself doing it. Another thing to notice is any thoughts of comparing or judging yourself. Like, oh, I used to be so strong, or oh, that person's doing it better than me. Just noticing that, and if possible, bringing kindness to yourself. You can say to yourself something like, it's okay to be how I am in this moment. Okay, so I'm moving over here now. Everyone should have enough space in between each other. We're going to begin in what we call mountain pose. So just sitting in your seat, opening your feet, having them a hip distance apart with your hands on your thighs if that feels comfortable, or you can kind of let them on your sides here. And mountain pose is a pose of dignity and strength. So feeling into your body in this moment. Perhaps noticing areas of tension, areas of calm, and if possible, letting go of those areas of tension, loosening up a little. Finding your mountain here, your strength, and like a mountain, allowing the breeze to flow by you, over you. Just feeling that, feeling this moment in your body. And breathing. And from here, turning the palms outward on your sides like this. And just gently and slowly lifting the arms up. Perhaps you might touch someone next to you, but allowing the arms to float up, all the way up, if that feels right for you. And if that's not right for you, again, just letting go. And as you reach the top, if this feels right for you, just stretching a little bit extra on the top, like you're reaching up for the sky. And we're not thinking about our body right now. We're feeling our body, okay? So feeling into your body and what is required for you to do this movement. Turning the palms outward and just gently floating the arms back down. And as you reach the sides, just letting go of all effort here and breathing. Feeling the body now after that movement. Noticing perhaps the heart rate, the temperature, perhaps some areas of the muscles are even shaking a little bit. And then from here, we'll do something called touching the toes, and I'll offer some options for how to do this. What we'll do is kind of moving your hands slowly across your lap. And then if this feels right for you, you can lower your hands down to touch your toes. And just allowing your head to maybe hang a little here. If that doesn't feel right for you, you can also place your hands on your knees like this and just gently let your head hang over. This is allowing our spine to stretch a little and only holding it as long as feels right. You can come right back up if it doesn't feel right for you. Allowing yourself to breathe and just feeling that. Stretch. And then returning back. You can walk your hands on your lap, walking your hands up to give your spine a chance to adjust. And just breathing. Now moving into shoulder rolls, lifting the shoulders up towards the ears, back, down, forward, and continuing this way. And as we're doing this, perhaps hearing a crunching sound, right? We hold so much tension in this area, sitting and then reversing this the other way, just gently. And when it feels right for you, letting go of all effort. And now very gently, we will try some neck rolls. But to begin with, we'll first leaning the right ear towards the right shoulder, just very gently. And then returning to center. And then the left ear to the left shoulder, very gently, not going further than feels right for you. Returning to center. And then taking the chin closer to the chest, gently. Returning back to center. And then the head back. Just gently, not going further. And now on your own, allowing the head to just roll very gently in the way that feels right. paying attention to your limits. Perhaps noticing some areas of tenderness or maybe neutral areas where you feel nothing. And then when it feels right for you, letting go of all effort. Back into our mountain pose. And just breathing. And now we'll try something different. We're going to stand for a bit. We're going to try a tree pose, a very gentle tree pose where we can actually keep both of our feet on the ground here. Or if it feels available to you, you can put all of your weight into your right foot and use your other foot as a kickstand. And then lifting the hands up to the heart. And then extending your branches out. Letting the energy go here. And breathing. Noticing the effort required to keep your arms like this. Returning the arms back to the heart or the hands. And letting go of all effort. And now keeping your two feet down like this or putting all of your weight into your left foot. And then using your other foot as a kickstand. And then bringing the hands to the heart. Breathing and extending your branches out, releasing whatever's here. Returning the hands to the heart once more and letting go of all effort. Now we'll try reaching for a piece of ripe fruit, imagining a tree above you with some very ripe fruit, and lifting your right hand up as to reach a piece. And then also the opposite heel, just lifting that just slightly, and then feeling what that diagonal stretch feels like in your body. Where do you feel that? And then letting go. And now trying that on the opposite side. Lifting your hand for that piece of fruit, stretching, lifting the opposite heel to give you a little extra stretch. And releasing. And with that, we'll take a few moments to have you share with a partner about how that was for you. Okay? Focusing on what you felt in your body, perhaps. Would anyone like to share some insights?
Thank you, Myrna. I feel so much more relaxed. You notice sometimes at the beginning of the service, my hands are like this. Well, they're not. They're not anymore. And I also feel clarity, which is always, always welcome. So it was wonderful. So who else would like to share?
I just feel very relaxed also, like, and just very calm. And also made me aware of cracking in my neck. So that was good to kind of open that up. It was a really nice experience, and you have such a soothing voice.
I felt the benefit of the movement, so gently guided, totally took my mind off other things. So it was like kind of cleared, like you said, clarity. It clears your mind, which is nice.
I do yoga weekly, so I was so happy because it felt like it was combining two things that are very important to me. The yoga is spiritual for me, and I just listened to her voice, and it's probably one of the calmest, happiest times of my week is yoga. I was just so happy to be able to feel it with all of the people and within this congregation. So thank you, Myrna.
Well, ditto to what most people said. What was nice, besides being very aware of one's body as we do this, was how everyone was in sync and we were all silent. And it just felt like, to me, like a happy cloud, like a spiritual cloud was just kind of hovering over us with the silence and just being fully present.
Anybody on Zoom want to add anything? Go ahead, Barbara.
I must say I feel the same way. It's relaxing and makes me feel clear too. And I was also excited in a way to think that some of what you were doing is what we do in our own meditation group. So it's nice to see us in sync.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you so much.